This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in the Father's love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired. Be inspired indeed. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Father's Love Show with myself, Lindiwe, and of course with Bongani. As always, there's no way I can be alone in the studio. He's here. Trust that you are blessed, you are well, you are having a great Wednesday as I am, except the fact that right now I'm hungry, but yeah, God is still good. So welcome to the show. Looking forward to a wonderful time together with you, with our special guest whom I will introduce to you after the break. But yeah, here we are.
Amen. Welcome to the Father's Love Show, where we say there's a solution to all that you are going through and is found in the Word of God. And talking about the Word of God, Lindy, with the Association for Biblical Counseling and Education called ABBO, is establishing a countrywide network of trained biblical counselors to serve the broken people of our country with the love of God. How amazing is that?
That's
so
amazing.
Therefore, they are inviting, they say, we invite you to be part of this dream. Mm-hmm. The ABBO counseling course starts on the 3rd of August, 2022. If you want more information, you can contact or phone Mariki on 084-501-1102. I'll repeat, 084-501-1102, or contact her via email at mariki@abo.org.za. mariki@abo.org.za. ABBO, it's A-B-B-O. So make sure that you do that. Today we're going to have an awesome show. I'm so excited to have one of our friends, a colleague, or whatever you want to call her, our buddy, Rosella Contaldi, who will be talking to us, you know, immediately after this beautiful song by Mahalia Buchanan, which says, "Heal me, Jesus."
Oh, that's nice. I haven't heard Mahalia for a long time. Beautiful song, beautiful song, beautiful worship from Mahalia. I haven't heard from her in a while, but I love her. I love him, not her music, but her worship, her ministry. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was a beautiful, beautiful song. I was worshiping and singing at the same time. Trust that you were also worshiping and giving thanks. Yeah, the Lord is there to heal whatever that you're going through today. Know that Jesus is, he's right there with you.
Yeah.
And he is the God that hears, and the God that restores, the God that heals. So that was a beautiful song, man. It's just taking me somewhere. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me come back.
We're here on the Father's Love Show. Yeah.
Okay. I get you.
With Bongani and Lindy.
And our special guest,
of course, as you said earlier on, that we have.
Yes, we have Rose with us. I'm not going to use the whole, because I'd rather be safe. We have Rose with us this afternoon, who will share a word. You know, every time when the people that we invite, our guests, they come here, it's always irrelevant. It's always a timely word. Mm. It's always a word that, you know, the right word for our listeners. And I know, Rose, that you're going to deliver a timely, relevant, just the someone who just needs to hear what you have to say to this. So I'm looking forward. So welcome to the show, Rose.
Thank you. It's good to have you. Thank you for having me, both of you.
Yes.
Yeah, we can't wait to hear.
Of Rose, course.
So I don't want to waste time.
Please, let's
take
not.
It away.
Thank you. So what I'd love to speak about is understanding the difference between faith and believing. We tend to, I see a lot of people praying. On the one side, they're shouting at God and saying, God, you promised. And they're begging God and they're trying to remind God that there's a promise outstanding that he needs to perform. Yay. And then we get the other side that's all about, well, if it's God's will.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, there's a balance.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping this will bless people out there as it has blessed me tremendously. So let's start. Faith and belief and the foundation are the same word. Mm. They come from a Greek word called pistis. And this word means assurance, persuasion, to win one over. It's conviction, and it also means to entrust oneself.
Mm.
What the difference is that one is a noun and one is a verb. So that changes the way they're used.
Mm.
So, for example, when we get saved, it is the grace of God, so that's God's power, that draws us close to God.
Okay.
Then God gives us faith, that's the noun, in order to realize that we have, so it convicts our hearts to realize that we actually need a savior. And then the verb, believe, is our part. That's where we step in and we believe and then we say yes. So there is a part that God gives us, but the other part we have to step in and believe. He's not going to do the believing for us. When we get saved, we don't have any proof besides the conviction in our hearts that we are saved. So to understand how we operate in faith, to get promises of God, to have them manifested in our lives, what we need to do is, wait, let me slow down here. So the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So if you're struggling with an issue like a child is lost and you want them to the Lord or to get saved, faith gets stirred in your heart when you're spending time in the Word with God, and then God reveals a promise to you saying your child will return to the Lord. Believing is what we choose to believe that God is trustworthy. Now, the difficulty comes is that we live in the natural world, but we're also part of a spiritual kingdom. So in the natural world, that deals with our senses. It's everything we see, everything we feel and we taste and we touch. But in the spiritual realm, that is relying purely on God's word. It's relying on God's truth. So the natural realm has facts. But facts can change. The spiritual realm operates in truth, and truth never changes. So in this situation of the lost child, the fact is the child is lost. But the truth is God is saying that the child is going to return to him and be saved. Now, we have to step into a place of believing and holding on to the truth that God's given us. And we need to, even though we acknowledge facts, we need to at the same time tell the fact that that's not the truth. And that the truth is going to change. So instead of commanding God and reminding God there's a promise, what happens in prayer is it shifts and we start to praise the Lord. We start to thank the Lord for the promise. And we remind ourselves that this is what God has promised. So let's have a look at scripture. It says faith is this, so this is Hebrews 12 verses 1 and 2. It says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. So what this is saying is faith is the substance, the foundation of things hoped for. So when God gives us a word, that stirs our hope. So then when we have hope, faith is the foundation of that hope. Then there's another scripture where it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's in Hebrews 11 verse 8. And what this scripture is saying, we often get confused with that word of please. We tend to see it in a negative sense. But what that word actually means is to agree with God. Mm-hmm. So when God gives us a promise and says your child is going to be saved, this is saying if you don't agree with God's word, then you're not going to see that promise happening. So if you don't believe that God's word is more powerful than the facts that you're seeing, you're not going to see that promise manifest.
Come on.
The other application we need to apply is the word speaks of seed time harvest. So a lot of the times we think, well, God's given me a promise that happens instantly, but a seed doesn't work that way. The word that God gives you is the seed. The time is the time that is the period that takes for that promise to come from the spiritual realm into the natural realm.
Yeah.
And what that means, for example, in a child that needs to be saved, is that God is working on the child. There are angels that are being sent. There are laborers that are getting sent in the path of that child to slowly draw the child towards the Lord. Mm. But what you can be assured of is that God promised you that you're going to see the harvest of that seed. Mm-hmm. So I hope that helps.
Mm.
What else can... Any questions? Ask me questions and I'll see if I can give you more.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go ahead.
No, I love the fact that you spoke about the fact that we live in the natural and we are part of spiritual realm, and you spoke about the natural consists of facts, right? And spiritual obviously is about the truth, the truth that comes from the word of God. And I love that you really, I believe that there's someone who just received clarity in that you know what, as much as I live in the natural world with the facts, you know, my facts that may be surrounding that person, but guess what? At the end of the day, it's the truth that matters. That we need to stick or depend or you know what, like believe the truth more than the facts that are, you know, surrounding us. So for me, that really, really stood out on what you were talking about. That yes, we live in the natural, the facts might be surrounding us, but at the end of the day, we don't live our lives based on the facts, but we live our lives based on the truth.
So that
was outstanding for me.
There's a beautiful example, just to bring that home more, is when the angel appeared to Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the fact is we know that a virgin cannot give birth to a child. So Mary was a virgin, and the angel came to Mary and said to Mary, you are going to have a son. She was looking at the facts, and she replied and said, but how's this going to happen? Because I've never been with a man.
Mm-hmm.
And then the angel said, no, the Holy Spirit's going to do it. And it says that Mary chose to believe the word. So what happened in that situation is the word of God literally changed the facts.
Yeah.
And we have our Savior who's Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a beautiful picture. Also, we all know that sometimes when we're waiting for a promise, it's really difficult.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be a bit painful, especially if it's about someone you love.
Mm-hmm.
But then we need to do as David did. And David's a beautiful example of how he kept reminding himself who God was. So you can see in the Psalms the way he spoke to God. We don't deny facts. Mm-hmm. No one's asking you to be an ostrich and stick your head in the sand, but we are saying that as Christians, we know that facts can change. Mm-hmm. So David, in one of the stories where David comes back home and the wives have all been kidnapped and the children and his own army wanted to stone him to death, it says David stirred himself up in the Lord.
Yeah.
And then afterwards he asked God for advice. And this is a really beautiful picture of how we need to keep the word close. We need to remind ourselves. And this is part of praise and worship, which is a big part of prayer, where you're speaking to yourself and to God, and you're reminding yourself God is faithful.
Yeah.
His word never returns void. He loves me. He loves my child more than I do. And those things are what keep us in the time period until we see the harvest. But that's believe. That's the verb side of faith, where we need to partner with God in order to see the promises fulfilled.
Amen. So, I'm keeping quiet. I'm listening to the both of you because I'm just thinking right now that is it possible that I can have faith and still not believe? Or can I believe without faith?
Yes, you can have faith. So, for example, what we tend to do is in the moment, okay, God, you've given me this word.
Mm-hmm.
But then as time passes, we're looking now for the promise.
Mm.
If we focus on the natural realm, that's the realm of unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. So the longer you focus on the natural realm, the more you'll step into a place of unbelief.
Mm.
So you can have faith and unbelief together, but then you're not in agreement with God.
Yeah.
So that then you will not see, because there's no substance now. It says faith is the substance of things hoped for. Mm. So if you've got unbelief, you've got no more substance that faith can reach over and bring into the natural realm, if that kind of makes sense.
Could it be the same story of the man who had leprosy and a twisted arm, I think. I don't know what I'm mixing stories here. You know, who came to Jesus and said, if it is your will, I'll be made well. And Jesus said, I will. So could it be a question of knowing that Jesus can heal, but I don't believe he can heal me?
It can be. It's like the father with his son who turned around and said, because Jesus said to him, do you believe? And he said, I believe, help my unbelief.
Yeah.
But I think that's also, it's, we see God's amazing grace in that.
Mm.
Because I think that happens as we're maturing. So there are times where you, as a beginning Christian, you saw promises come to fruition, even though you weren't fully convinced in your heart, but that's where God comes in and he grows us. But the hope is that we get to maturity where we remove unbelief from our hearts, you know?
Yep, it is time for us to turn around, really. It is time for us to really believe the integrity of the Word of God and believe that indeed, when we say his promises are yes and his promises are amen, we need to put action to it, because faith without works, I want to believe. Mm-hmm. That's what you are basically bringing us at, that faith without works accompanying works, you know, is dead.
Is dead.
You can have faith, but if you don't believe, then it's not going to work for you. The substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen, may not be able to come to you.
That's,
you know, even as God intended for you to can get it. Wow, this is so amazing. And tell you what, you can join in on the conversation. I see Nonya Niso Sambu there saying amen on our Facebook page. You can join in the conversation right now on 729 K Pulpit or 729 Kapsa Council on Facebook. And send in those comments, man. Share, like, and otherwise you can send us a WhatsApp message on 0817291657. 0817291657. K-Pop it. And just say Father's Love and send in your message. And we're going to read it live. We're continuing with Rosella Contaldi talking about faith and belief. After this beautiful song by Amina Jewel that says, turn it around. Won't you turn around your belief, your unbelief into belief, so that you can experience everything that the Lord has for you. This is the Father's Love Show.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
Of course, that's where you are. There's no better place for you to be except the Father's Love Show with myself, Lindu, and of course, Bongani, and with our special guest for today, Rose, who is sharing on faith and belief. And I trust that you are blessed. I trust that you are encouraged. And I trust that you are kind of like, you know, removed from your comfort zone. And now you have an understanding what faith is and what belief is. And I trust what Rose will share with us for the remaining part of our show will really, really inspire you and encourage you to keep on having faith and keep on believing.
Yeah.
And,
because you can't separate the two.
No, you can't.
When you separate the two, then there's death.
That is
why earlier on when we, I was talking about that yesterday at Bible study at church, that, you know, our understanding of death, it's only the physical death. Death means separation. So if you separate belief from faith, or faith from belief, then it's that's why it says faith without works is dead. So if you don't believe that it is Jesus who's actually calling you to come out of the comfort zone, as Lindy was saying, you know, come out of the boat and come and walk on water.
Mm.
If you don't believe that, you know, you will remain in your comfort zone. And as the saying goes, that life begins at the end of the comfort zone. So meaning you might be dead, you know. And whilst you walk on water, because you haven't reached where Jesus is, and then you remove your eyes, you're going to drown. And that's separation. So, so it's important. What I'm taking home for myself really today is the fact that I need both of them, because I mean, there's quite a number of examples that I can think of, basically on what you've just said, you know. But even the Bible talks about a double-minded man who can trust.
We'll receive nothing from God,
and we'll receive nothing from God because you're asking for this, but. Can he do it? Can he not do it?
You know?
Because it's true. The testing of our faith will come. And I believe the testing of our faith is the belief test.
Yeah.
Basically.
There's also, when we're in the Word is where God encourages us, He teaches us. But when we get out into the world and we've got to practice now what we've been taught, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And the first thing he's going to want to make you do is doubt the promise that the Lord's given you. And that's where belief comes in. Like, God is good, and I trust him, and he's faithful, and he will fulfill what he's promised. And we got to hold on tight to that, you know. So,
And you see, one thing I love about Jesus, and the one thing that would, you know, I would always live in him, for him, and stay in him for the rest of my life, is because he went through all the things that I went through. That's why he qualifies to be my savior.
Exactly.
You know, when you talk about this unbelief, even him at the point, he had to deal with unbelief in his own life. In his own life. And you're asking, where, Bongani? You know, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he doubted.
He doubted. It's interesting. He says, my soul is vexed. That was his emotional, his will, his mind. That's his, do I believe or unbelieve? That choosing. And trusting.
You know? And trusting that the Lord, indeed, it is your will. They had to take him 3 hours of prayer in agony, you know, to deal with his own unbelief. So Jesus did deal with unbelief. So therefore, child of God, because somebody might be listening and saying, hey, me, I struggle with this thing. How am I going to? No. His grace is sufficient for you in that area, because guess what? He went through the same. That is why he qualifies to be your savior, because he went through everything that we went through. He was tempted in all areas, or even you can even say tested in all areas. And yet, you know what? He passed. And hence, he qualifies to be a savior. And talking about, you know, off air, we're talking about it, Rose. You know, the story where Jesus was hungry.
Yeah, and he went to the fig tree.
But, you know, the poor trees. You know, I'm going to ask Jesus one day. I didn't take time to really ask him, but Jesus really. Okay, fine. Maybe at the end of the day, you came up with a beautiful story or beautiful teaching to teach us, but shame, poor tree. It was not the season. The Bible says it was not the season for the fig tree to produce. And Jesus went there because out of hunger. So I was like, hey, but you know, hunger is dangerous. It can make you say things and eat things. I'm going to ask Jesus one day. I didn't take time really to ask him, but why curse the poor tree? But anyway, it's a story for another day. But then Jesus spoke words to the tree, and the following day when they passed by the same way, because they were on a journey to another city, and then when they passed by, you know, Peter and them saw the tree that it had dried up from the roots. Another story for another day. How did they see it dried up from the roots? So it dried up from the roots, And then they say, Rabbi or Rabbi, or teacher, look, the tree has dried up. And Jesus' response in Mark chapter number 11 from verse 22, he said, have faith in God. Okay, that's the first thing he said, have faith in God. Verse 23 says, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, he removes it from the tree and it goes to a mountain, something big, something bigger and even solid. You know, each time I think about it, I think about Table Mountain and myself standing at the foot of the hill and say, this mountain be removed and be cast into the sea. How awesome it is. There's a sea on Kemp's Bay side. And say to Table Mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. And does not doubt in his heart, but believes. But believes that those things he says,
he's received.
Those things he says, will be done, and he will have whatever he says. I like it in verse 24. Then when he closes it, he says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will receive them.
Mm. Can I touch on something else? So we spoke about the prodigal child. But when we're dealing with something with healing, even in that, faith is understanding that Jesus was whipped. The stripes that he received was for our healing. Even in Isaiah talks about that. So when it comes to healing, the believing part is believing that it's already been done for us. And then, like Jesus, we talk to things. So we talk to our body. We remind our body that we are a child of God, that the suffering that Jesus went through means that I can have healing. And then we command the sickness to leave our body because it doesn't belong there. That's another area of how to work with this faith and belief. But a lot of people, when they're sick, they're praying for God to heal them.
Whereas
and God's looking
already
at them saying, but I've already done it. Just receive it.
Come on.
Yeah. And it's so interesting because I realized the other day, we're really bad receivers. We'll say to people, I'll do this for you and I'll do that for you. And the minute someone says, can I do this for you? No, 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 don't worry. I can do it. We really, really struggle to receive.
Indeed. This is so awesome. We pray for things that are already done. I'm like, probably God is like, duh.
Like, come on. Okay. I hear everything that you guys are saying, but I felt as you guys were conversing, I felt that there's someone at home who has this question. It's just popping in my mind. It could be something that we've just said or they missed it out. But with the faith and belief that you are talking about, someone is asking, do I need one more than the other? How do I get to a point where I have to operate in one more than the other? And how do I get to a point where I need to like have both at the same time? So I feel that this is the question that one of our listeners is asking right now. But yeah, guys, I hear you about the faith and belief and what all this thing. But how do I know that at one point, or do I need faith more than belief? Or it's faith and belief at the same time? So how do we assist someone with that kind of a question?
No, you need both. Like we said earlier on, that if you separate them, that's death. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
You know?
So it's something like if you've got something on your heart, for example, my child's lost, and you go to the Word of God and you spend time with the Lord, and then all of a sudden the Lord gives you a scripture and it says, you know, there's one in Jeremiah, it's really beautiful. It says, stop your crying, for your children will return home. And you see that. Faith is that heart assurance. It's that quickening in your heart where you look at that word and you think, that is for me. Like God is speaking to me. You know that you know. So faith is something that God gives you. When you have that assurance in your heart, then you've got to step into the place of, okay, I'm no longer going to doubt. I'm going to stand on that word, and I'm going to remind myself that God has given me a promise. And you know, faith and belief is a place of rest. It's not a place of anxiety and worry. Is it going to happen? No, you assured. You know that God is faithful. So you actually find rest in that promise. But both are together. And if you're struggling, you're trying to do it in your own strength. Then it's just, Father, teach me how to rest in the promises you've given me.
I love that.
I'm glad you raised the aspect, Rose, that says, you know what, when you spend time with God in the Word. And when Lindy was asking the question on behalf of a listener, maybe somewhere, that how do I need both? How do I get there? How do I know? And you're talking about spending time with God in the Word, because what will bring me to a position of belief is that as I've read, I'm spending time and getting to know God, getting to know the true nature of God, what God can do, what God cannot do. So as I pray, I have faith in this thing. I believe. The reason why I believe is because I know that Rose can do this thing. You know, when you get to a point where somebody will come and say, hey, I saw Lindy were drunk. I won't think, you know, I won't even try and say, could it be, could it not? No, I was like, no, you're crazy. Because I know Lindy were better. I know that Lindy were cannot do that. And what will keep me going and believing in that is because of I have a relationship with him, with her. Same with you spending time with God in his word. You'll get to know who God is, what God can do, what God cannot do, to a point where the believing will just happen automatically. I think that's the rest that you're talking about. Here's Kirk Franklin saying, but the blood. We are never alone indeed. We are with the Lord, and more so, we are with you, our listeners, just listening to us on the Father's Love Show on this beautiful day, the 27th of July, 2022.
Time flies.
You know, when you're having fun, time flies, and then now we have to say our goodbyes. Hey, Shilindi, what do you have there on the WhatsApp?
I have a message from Tinka.
Oh, our favorite Tinka. Tinka, you must come visit us.
Yes.
Yeah, you must come visit us, Tinka. This thing of you not coming.
She says, while I am waiting for the salvation of those I pray for to God, I just carry these verses in my heart while I also keep my focus on Jesus. Isaiah 60, verse 21 and 22. Your people shall also all be righteous, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. I, the Lord, will hasten it. In its appointed time. We just have to keep close to him and read his word and drink in it. And then when you were talking, that I see she replied when you said she needs to come visit us. So she sent us a smile. and she says, thanks for the invitation. You're welcome, Tinka. So, yeah, this is it. Rose, only a few minutes. Your final words, please.
My final words. Guys, it's the word. And its relationship with God. Biblical promises, biblical hope cannot be done without relationship with God. There is very much a worldly thing where I think it, I claim it, I believe it, I have it. You know, some people have an incredible ability to manifest their thoughts, but I genuinely believe it's a gift. I don't think very many people are able to do that. But true Christians that know the Father as Father, that have a good relationship with the Lord, they see that manifest in their lives all the time. So stay in the Word, have a relationship, everything else will come after that.
Amen. Stay in the Word, have a relationship with God.
It's about relationship.
Everything will come. That's why we say there's a solution to all that you need, eh?
It's found in the Word. And how would you know unless you spend time with him in his Word?
Shame, Lindy.
There's no better other, you know, there's not any other solution that we can give to you, but it's the Word.
I wish we can give them water.
I know.
Faith cloth or salt or magic wand. But you know what? We've got something better. That is the Word of God.
The Word.
To learn
someone
saying
active,
amen.
Alive.
The foundation of the relationship is the Word. Wow, this is powerful. Thank you, Tulani Sambu, saying amen. And the foundation of the relationship with God is the Word.
Amen to that.
Hey, that's so powerful. Lindy, goodbye. Ne?
This is it for today.
We're going.
This is it for today. But yeah, you know, same place. Same time every Wednesday. Make sure you don't miss the show. I'm telling you, every time it's, you know, you get to, you know, fall in love with Jesus again every Wednesday. That's what I do.
I'm telling you. You know, if on Wednesday you are not on 7 to 9 a.m. Cape Pulpit, dare I say you have not started living. Eh? Because there's life here. There's life here. Where there's a word of God, there is life. Even Peter. Life. Peter didn't want to leave the presence of the word, which was Jesus. He said, yeah, no, sure. In you have found, you know, words of life. Where can we go? So where can you go except be with your daily companion, 7 to 9 a.m. Cape Pulpit? Because you know what? At the top of the hour, Gilmer is here with the news, and after which she is not going anywhere, you know, with left still. So you better not change that dial. Sit, get your coffee, and just listen in to K-Pulpit. Your daglichste reisgenoot. Reisgenoot, yeah. So I'm trying my best here. Otherwise, please do tune in live on Facebook. We are always there. Our beautiful selves, our handsome selves are there. So please do tune in, share, like, comment. Otherwise, catch us tomorrow, the repeat of the same show at 10 p.m. live. You can catch it as well, or you can go to our website, www.kpulpit729kpulpit, and then go to our beautiful faces there, the show, and then download it and share it with your loved ones, wherever they are in the world. They can listen in and be blessed.
Yeah, this is it.
Same week?
You don't want to go today, hey?
Next week, same time, same place. We here. Rose, yes. Thank you so much.
You.
May God continue to bless you and keep you and shine his face towards you. We love you so much. Thank you for coming in. Till next time.
Thank you.
Yeah. Tell you what, we will bring you back and have that awesome conversation.
Yeah. That's
goodbye.
Fun. Bye.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.